Good afternoon. At least six migrants have died whilst trying to cross the Mediterranean to the southern coast, so authorities said yesterday. The bodies were discovered off the coast of Carboneras in the province of Almeria. Three of the deceased were found on a stretch of the coast named the Playa de las Muertas, or Beach of the Dead, as historically bodies from shipwrecks used to wash up there due to the currents. The authorities believe the six had died during the crossing on several boats that ended up reaching the coast. It was not immediately clear how many survivors were on board. Spain remains one of the primary gateways into the European Union for migrants and asylum seekers from Africa. However, the number of arrivals have seen a decline from last year's peak. According to the latest figures, almost 24,000 irregular migrants have reached Spain so far this year. That's down by a third from the same period last year. The Prime Ministers of Spain and the UK met in London yesterday to sign a cooperation deal that aims to strengthen post-Brexit ties between the two countries and follows a recent agreement over Gibraltar. Greeting Pedro Sanchez at 10 Downing Street, Keir Starmer spoke of the close ties between the two countries. Sanchez commended Starmer and his government for breaking the post-Brexit deadlock on Gibraltar. The new bilateral agreement is aimed at strengthening cooperation on economic growth, migration and other shared interests. It comes after they brokered a deal back in June to remove border checks at Gibraltar over the summer that alongside the European Union. Both leaders also spoke about the Israel-Hamas war, with Starmer describing it as a terrible situation. Sanchez, who was the first European leader to accuse Israel of committing genocide in Gaza, called Europe's response to the conflict a failure, not ahead of the meeting. And the dry, hot and windy conditions, which fueled one of the peninsula's most destructive wildfire seasons in recorded history, were 40 times more likely due to climate change than according to a study released today. The analysis by World Weather Attribution, or the WWA, said the weather conditions were around 30% more intense compared to the pre-industrial era. The fires killed 8 people across Spain and Portugal, forced more than 35,000 evacuations, and scorched more than 640,000 hectares this year. Most blazes are now under control as temperatures have dropped considerably. Hotter, drier and more flammable conditions are becoming more severe with climate change and are giving rise to fires of unprecedented intensity. So Claire Barnes, a researcher at the Centre for Environmental Policy at the Imperial College London, said. Europe has been warming twice as fast as the global average since the 1980s, that according to the European Union's Copernicus Climate Change Service. The researchers mentioned other factors that have contributed to the severity of the wildfires. They include large population shifts that have taken place over decades from the countryside to cities. The study said that this has resulted in large areas of neglected overgrown farms and forests, which further fuel the fires. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.